Yo. Can you hear me? You listening to
#WAW. What a week.
Hey, Tom. Welcome to WAW What a Week. We have another brand new episode with a legend of the game. He made the circle bigger when we thought there was no more space in the circle. He builds apps. He judges talent. Flip, he found and married his queen. We also know that twice he failed to pull out. He's our guest next.
This is
WAW!
What a week.
What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest is in the building. I had an opportunity of traveling overseas with him, shooting Tropical Island of Treasure. I knew the dude, I had respect for him, but spending 10 days in Thailand with him had me respect him even more, because I realized that Kim Ji, I mean, is just the dude like everyone else, trying to get by, build his things, and stay in his own lane. If you think he's a legend, Ki Junior, because there's the original Tabure. But right now, Retsere Tabure Jr., please make some noise for JR. You know what I love about where you are in your career?
Yeah.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
So the crowd is there, but it's quiet.
Yeah. Well, I'm loving it.
It's implied.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's silent, but it's there.
Yes.
And I think the sooner you can walk in your greatness without expecting the pepe,
yeah,
yeah, and you found peace.
No, 100%. Negatively, RFLA just for ambience.
You found your 40 acres and a mule.
Yeah.
But for you, it's like fuck.
Yeah, we're still going. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. We're still going. We're still trying to find our 40 acres. I think the 40 acres more exists in the mind. You know, I think when once you quieten down the noise that exists in the peripheral, you get a certain perspective.
What a peace look or sound like to JR?
Peace. It looks and sounds like when my kids go to their grandmother's house, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. It's for me, it's the ability to be content in the space that you're in with who you're with.
Mm.
You know, the people that are in your cosm, the people that are in your life. You know, a lot of times we like to think of, you know, success, you know, I don't speak about success. I speak about the level of personal success.
Yes.
You know, and my level of personal success is the ability to be in a space that I'm appreciated.
Yes.
And I can love, because love is not a two-way street. You do it because you want to do it, not because you expected a return.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that for me creates the peace, you know, it creates that calmness, because the longest time, I mean, I've lived in like a lot of noise throughout my career, and I think once you find that in your cosm, in your nuclear, you become a lot more grounded.
So how do you protect the peace?
I don't come to interviews and I stay home, you know.
You know, my office have been chasing you since last year.
I know.
And I intentionally did not text you personally.
Yeah.
Because I feel like certain cards you only play at a certain time.
Yeah.
100%. So there'll be a day I will call you personally.
Yeah, you called me on my birthday.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So there'll be days I will call you personally because I feel the card can be played.
Yeah.
Otherwise, must leave it management to management, business to business.
100%.
Because, like I said, time and place.
100%. Also, it's like you don't want to undermine your team. You know, you hire them and they're here for a specific purpose. And they're professionals, right? And you want to let them do what they need to do because they know what they're doing. At many stages, you need to let the plumbers do the plumbing.
Mm.
You know, we like to get ourselves too involved, especially because we've built from the ground up.
Yes.
So, you know, if you can imagine, like starting out, you were the one who was on the phone, well, the promoter, you know, and then when you started doing the contracting work and all the other businesses that you do, you were the one in the meetings and all this. So it's then you get to a point where you're like, man, I can delegate this because it frees up more time to do other things. So you let the professionals do the job.
Also, ralepata la spanang.
I mean, it's as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? It's as simple as that. But the job creation, unemployment rate is at a high.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So if and also there's no way people can really grow and upskill if you don't allow them to flourish. You know,
to fail.
So Warren Buffett also likes to say, look, you cost the business $1 million, $10 million, I can forgive that. But you cost the business the reputation. That's an unforgivable move. Right?
Absolutely.
And so people will make money for the business and they'll lose it for the business because that's the way it is. You know, they'll miss a call. They won't close properly, but that's the learning curve. You don't learn by always succeeding. You know, you learn a lot from the failures, and we need to allow people we work with to fail.
You know, you just reminded me that my first 2 years at YFM, I was a one-man show. So I did the prep, I did the production. If I needed traffic, I called the traffic department myself.
No way.
I recorded the promos after the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Chayela, DJ bookings I did myself. I didn't have a contract at the time. And the first 2 years I was a one-man show.
Wow.
Until you realize that it's untenable, this thing.
Yeah.
At some stage, you need someone who is good at organizing shit.
100%.
And you must just show up.
Yeah, you must just show up. Because also showing up is about 80% of the job.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Showing up, I mean, we see it every day. Mama didn't make it to a show. Mama didn't do that. Because, you know, everything leading up to that means nothing if the last mile doesn't happen. You know, the last mile is a very critical point. And I think we take that for granted. You know, like, you showing up, you know, to certain engagements, I think that's, like, very serious. But I remember, Linda, at some point, I was like, I'd have an email airing Sylvia. Sylviagen.
You are Sylvia.
Yeah. Sylviagen. No, guys. So it you know, we go through that phase, but it's a great part of the journey.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is Wow What a Week, obviously.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get into a rapid fire about your week this week. Okay. Just 10 questions.
Okay.
Nothing difficult. The best meal you had this week. And who made it?
Best meal I had this week. Lamb chops and a couscous salad, some butternut and aubergine.
Mm.
And my wife made it.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you a lamb chop guy? Yeah, I love lamb.
You know, I love it. Look, I love everything that's made in the kitchen that's made with love.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. If it's like it made with love, like sometimes you can have a jagara, so I love anything that's made, but lamb I love, and fish I love as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you make or lose money this week?
Knowing
your business and where you can make and lose.
Money. Yeah, we lose money every day. We burn through cash like insanely. I mean, I just started a new business, so our burn rate is extremely high. You know, when you start a new business, you burn a lot. So
how bad is it this week?
It's not bad, but the burn rate is not where it needs to be. I was with my finance director yesterday, one of my partners, and you know, when you get on a call with those guys, I don't know, it's bad. I got my fella quid, you know. Yeah. And already, like, I shoot from the hip, you know, and there's things that I had done that he was not too chuffed with. But we're burning, so I'm losing this week.
Song you had on repeat this week?
Oh, song I had on repeat this week. There's a song, it's a new dance song. It's called Edge of Desire by a DJ. I forgot his name, but he's a European DJ.
Okay.
So I think it's a nice summer theme that's about to hit. Because, you know, they're going into summer overseas. And I think, they're gearing up for that. I think it's going to be a big record. I discovered it by mistake. Edge of Desire. DJ whoever. Jeepers. That song is a banger.
Okay, I'm looking for Edge of Desire here. But we'll find it. Yeah. We'll find it. I'll have a listen to it. Did you do any gym this week?
No. I played golf this morning.
Yes, there's gym.
Yeah, and I walked the course.
All 18?
Yeah. Yeah, I walked the whole course. That's 10 kilometers.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's decent gym, okay?
Yeah. So I played golf this morning. I'm not really a gym person.
Yeah.
I have social anxiety, so I can't be in a place where I feel like everybody's looking at me.
Yeah.
Coming up, I was also like that as a kid. And I think it's because I grew up quite a fat child.
Sure.
You know? I don't like to sugarcoat it. You know, I was chubby. Nene, it's a chubby. Nene, let's do it. And so I think that's stuck with me for a while and created like a complex.
Sure.
So, so I don't like gyms. They intimidate me.
So handicap your image, man?
No, my head, look, you know, there's no sport that people cheat at like golf. Mm. You know, the golfers like to say when you're playing there, they say, how much did you shoot? No, that was a 4, that was a 5. But you're like, you can't cheat on your wife and then cheat at golf.
No, I was going to say, and also you're cheating yourself.
Because it's a sport against yourself, exactly. Right? So the golfers like to say, no, well, man. Yeah, but no, you can't cheat on your wife, guys, and then come cheat at golf as well. So, but the handicap is not great. Mm. Because I don't play often enough, but sure. I don't play, you know, I think I'm playing off like a 20, 23.
Mm. Sure.
But I mean, the HNA says I'm a 34.
Mm.
But everybody.
We're not worried.
I'm a 23, but I mean, the HNA says I'm a 34. So we play off what HNA says. That's so okay. I double stroke every hole. So yeah, Jaffa, like a Jawa to that.
There's been a lot of back and forth about LIV Golf.
Yeah.
The Roadies Association saying that they feel like, why is Minister McKenzie spending 100 million on LIV Golf as a sponsorship, but you are cancelling, you know, supporting events like the Makanda Arts Festival. What are your thoughts on that? Because I mean, argument there, Minister McKenzie, is, you know, it might not benefit immediately Batukokasi. But a LIV Golf is going to benefit the economy to the tune of R1 billion, for argument's sake.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, so how do we balance, you know, local arts and, you know, sporting tourism, as it were?
I think we need to change our mindset. I think a lot of South Africans, we come from a mindset that we really need to change. This, this might be slightly controversial, but I say, like, you know, we're not South Africans. We are people from South Africa, right?
And on the planet, yes,
in the sense of, like, we're operating in a global economy, right? And this is our geographical location. Yes, we're South African by pride and by heritage, but let's think about it outside of that, right? We're competing in a global economy. The biggest thing we need to do right now is export, right? Sure. Whether it be talent, whether it be goods, resources, we need to export
but
that's what I'm saying. Whether it doesn't matter, human, you know, whether it's human capital, whether it's resources, minerals, talents, it doesn't matter. We need to be exporting and bringing that money back home, right? Yes. And that's exactly what we're doing. Like, I think LIV Golf has done that. I think LIV Golf created the global attention.
Yes.
And if we look a little bit deeper, I mean, you look at a guy who won, Bryson DeChambeau, right? Who says that this is the best LIV he's ever played in his life.
You know, that endorsement alone.
He plays golf with Donald Trump, right?
He plays golf for a living.
But he plays with Donald Trump. And we know the tension that exists right now between South Africa and the US. Mm. What do you think it means when he goes back and he says, this white genocide thing is rubbish.
Exactly.
It's non-existent, right? I played there. I spent 4 or 5 days there. I played there for 4 days. I got there six. I was staying there for 6 days.
Yes.
You know, we went everywhere. I mean, he was hitting balls in Hartebees, at a driving range in Hartees. You know what I'm saying? We can't cut off our noses to spite our faces. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bigger play. And I understand when Minister McKenzie says there's a bigger thing at play here, right? Sure. There's a lot of global attention. There's potential to bring in a lot of foreign currency into the country. Mm-hmm. And we saw that with LIV Golf. I mean, they also did an investment into the country, right? They deployed some capital into here to host. So I think let's give it some time. You know, nothing that's worth having is built over a short period.
Absolutely.
We need to give it some time. And they're coming back next year as well. They just did a contract renewal. So
In April. And I think at a geopolitical level, which is DeChambeau saying what he did, that's PR you can't pay for.
You can't.
You can't pay for that PR.
You have the ear of the guy you're going up against.
Yes.
Oh, the guy who thinks badly. Now you have his ear through someone else, right?
Exactly.
And you can't buy that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did anyone piss you off this week?
A lot of people piss me off. You know, a lot of people. I'm just always upset.
Which one can you talk about?
Anybody, man. Like, you know, from the caddy this morning, or I'm peeling the line, it's a wrong on the greens.
At what stage is it more your fault than the caddy's fault? Or where you say, but Linda should have known better.
Look, I mean, they change the holes all the time. So sometimes it can be at the back, sometimes it can be at the front. They cut the greens all the time. Sometimes it slants this way, sometimes. Sure. So, yeah, now Konofita today, my slant is tegai, and Mabanu with it's slant to the right. So, all of those things. So, but a lot of the game is up to yourself. But, you know, back to the point, I think a lot of people want Kwatis, you know, and not in a bad way, but, you know, I'm on edge, you know, all the time. And I think when I, because I want the best out of every situation, you know, in my life, my kids, my work, everything. So not a lot of people made me angry, but people make me angry all the time.
Do you find like me that you sometimes unfairly hold those closest to you to a higher and sometimes next to impossible standard?
All the time.
Than you do everyone else.
All the time.
Because I battle with that all the time.
Because you see the greatness in them. That's why they're with you. That's why they're in your life.
Mm.
Because you see the greatness in them, you know.
But at a conscience level, do you ever have to call yourself out?
100%.
I just admonished my child for something I did when I was way older than they are, or when I was way younger than they are.
Sometimes I do that. I mean, I took my son takes golf lessons. He plays golf. He's got a mean swing.
How old is he?
He's 8.
Yes.
Plays a mean golf game. And, you know, he goes to lessons. And the other time he went to lessons and he just wasn't in it. Yeah. You know, forgetting what he's 8. You know, so I said to the coach, coach, you know what? Let's call it a day. Let's close this lesson. Let's call it a day. Thanks for your time. Let's go. Mm. You know, and as we were walking to the car, I was like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done that, right? Yes. Because I know how good he is.
Yeah, and he's 8.
And he's 8. Come on, I could project retirement. I don't know what to be doing, what I'm doing, what a long time. Come on, in 10 years' time, then I remembered, look, you know, I see him greater than what he sees himself, right? And I can't stop something that he needs to work at, right? Yeah. Because a lot of these things are about temperament. You need to have the temperament for everything, right? I was telling a friend yesterday, you know, in life, we move according to, you need to move to the rhythm of the universe.
Yes. Right?
Everything in life has a rhythm. And that's why, you know, music has a rhythm, whether it's, you know, the way the wind blows, it's the seasons, the sun rises at a certain time, sets at a certain time.
Mm.
Things work on rhythm. And if you are moving fast in the rhythm of the world, you'll feel like some things are not happening when they're supposed to for you.
But there's a tide.
There's a tide. Yes. Mara, how to make a tide? When I watch, how we are there, we are fast.
Why tide? Why tide?
That's the issue, you know? So I don't know. Like, sometimes we need to just cruise with, and it takes a lot of knowledge. I discovered that, kidding, like, last week. But, you know, after 39 years of living, last week, so who told my business? So not business to adopt South Africa, you move on. But the time is coming. And then when the natural tide hits that part of that business, you feel like I did this thing 5 years ago. Feel Good Life Sessions is a good case in point. I launched Feel Good Life Sessions 2017. We do all of these live sessions. You know, I'm out of pocket, I'm spending all of this money. I've got crew and people who are there. And then I'm like, people don't appreciate this thing, and I move on. As soon as I move on, there's an influx of like a Colors launching an African thing, and then you've got Slick Out doing, you know, these things, and then you've got a lot of people doing it. And sometimes, like, maybe you were too far ahead, but you were not moving with the rhythm.
Yes.
So I see a lot of greatness in people close to me. You're very right. I hold them to a higher standard. Sometimes I feel like you don't see yourself the way I see you. Yes. I see you to be great. But Gadi Khalema, from time to time, I get kuza gere. You can't do this. You know, you need to give grace. You need to be a little bit more understanding.
Because Lifika's 10 and he does tennis twice a week.
Yeah.
And it's conversations I have with myself every single time we're at tennis.
Yeah.
That I must bite my tongue.
Yes.
Because he's a child.
Yes.
And then, and one of the reasons I resent tennis, because my dad forced me. But I was good.
Yeah.
But because he was very, very rough on me about it, that you will go. And I started resenting it. So in me seeing the greatness in him and sometimes seeing that this is an unforced error or that you are reckless or you are careless, I always remind myself, but you're a child. You know what I mean? Then I bite my tongue. So there's the 90% of the things I want to say, I never ever say because I understand that they will break this child. So you keep quiet or you find something else to say for him to remember that tomorrow will be a better day.
Yeah, yeah. It's always about biting our tongue. You know, it's not about what you say, it's how you say it.
Even in your relationship.
Yeah, 100%. I always say, like, to my wife, like, you can't fight everything.
Yes.
You need to pick your battles.
Yes.
You know, otherwise, it's like every single thing. So, you don't have to fight me for that. You know?
Yes.
You'll fight me for something bigger tomorrow. But today, let's not fight over this. And you're right. It's about picking what we say. So, I'm learning those things, you know, like, I'm also like, I mean, Siva's my firstborn. I'm a new parent, you know, technically, you know, I've got two kids, but I mean, like, you know, in this parenting,
sure.
Oh, this is, and you know, so it's a learning curve, you know.
In fact, speaking of your wife, what did Tepi check you about this week?
Yo, I mean, she sent me a message this morning. I don't know what it was about, you know.
We never know what it's about.
I went to play golf at 5:30 no kili.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, but you look, but she checks me all the time. I think I have it. Like, I think you get checked all the time because also people want the best for you. Right. So, you know, they will check you. And, you know, someone out by Langskelem might not be that person for you. Someone who can call you out on your rubbish. I think this morning it was more about, I actually dropped the kids at school because I wanted to go play golf. So usually I do the drop offs. And then I told her last night. So
what, you only knew last night that you're going for golf this morning?
I had a meeting yesterday.
Okay.
And then the guys I had a meeting with, but no, let's
go around doing that.
Yeah. And I scared my bracket about that and take it about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So some you got to pay the piper.
You're building.
Got to pay the piper, you know. So, yeah. So she checked me about that, you know. Mariki, take it later or message at there.
Or to protect your peace.
Yeah. It's a long day.
how do you guys resolve conflict in your marriage?
That's a very interesting question. I don't think there is.
Are you? We deal with it right now. Does shit build up and then Hosea needs a blowout?
That's what I'm saying. It's very interesting.
Do you write letters? Do you write notes? Do you talk face to face? Is it a okwatile? Let's talk later. I mean, there's various ways.
Various ways of conflict
resolution. Have you found the sweet spot?
We're still going through many a sweet spots.
Yeah.
Because different situations call for different ways of resolution. And I know that's a cop out of an answer to some extent.
No, but it's true though.
But we still find different ways. Sometimes before we do this, listen, we're going to a place meloring.
It's the worst, eh?
Yes.
And especially if it's an event you can't pull out of.
I'm not happy with what happened yesterday or this morning or whatever. And you know, sometimes it's like, and a lot of the times it's very based, it's very circumstantial, right? Because in our world, a lot of things happen. So you know, Tamalai family, they like to host like lunches, like sure. Host at lunch every month.
My man, you married a Vundla. Of course, you are hosting. Fail.
Every month, Bashapa lunch. Every month, Bashapa lunch. So, I don't regard it. So there's always a lot that we do. You know, my sister might be coming. Look, my sister's coming to visit.
Yeah.
You know, so there's always a reason to resolve. But we haven't found one specific way.
Yes.
We try and a couple of different. Then you try something. Hey, it works. You resolve for 4 days or four times like it. And then the fifth time it doesn't work. You have to find an alternative. But I guess also that's kind of what makes it interesting. Sure. Right. Because the older we get, the more normal our life becomes, the more predictable we become. So you know exactly what's happening. So it's those kinds of things. But I think the answer is that there's different ways that we use. We haven't identified one that works continuously because different situations call for different conflict resolution methods. Yeah.
Who would you say is the most difficult to disagree with between the two of you?
Difficult to disagree with?
Yes.
Whew,
obviously, this is you looking in the mirror.
One trigger, no. Next question. Bye. Next question.
No, because for instance, in some relationships, people will tell you that one of the reasons I prefer texting you or sending you a voice note is because you're difficult to talk to.
Yeah.
Or that when we talk face to face, it's always a blowout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And my woman is a texter. That's what she loves.
Okay, so she... Yeah. That's why so, you have that text.
So she's a texter. I'm a face-to-face talker.
Yes.
So we need to find a way. So I'll let her text me what she wants to say.
Sure.
And then in like it's like, yeah, okay, let's address that thing I want, because she's already said her part.
Yeah.
Now we are. But I don't think it's a different to disagree with. I think Lina, I'm stubborn and she's also stubborn, right?
Yeah,
and
it's the worst
thing. My stubbornness, I want to lead us in a certain direction, sure, right? I've got a plan, and then this is the master plan. This is how I wanted to go, right? And you've got a plan that you wanted to go with. But I'm sorry, we got to go with my plan. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, no, but what about, you know? So it's those kinds of things. So I don't want to say her, and I can't say myself. Sure. I think we're both, like I say, stubborn. So it depends. Who do we go with? And are you willing to fight that day or not? As sure, you know, like you say, sometimes she's not willing to. So, hey, guy, I take what I take. Sometimes I'm not willing to, and she takes what, you know. So it's a give and take.
Because I'm dealing with that myself.
Yeah.
I'm with a texter.
Yeah, it's,
and that was a boo, man.
It's a fit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I want us to talk. Yeah. If we're gonna shout, let's shout.
100%.
You know what I mean? But I want us to talk. But what about text?
Because that ain't highly tone.
What about text? High tone, and also key. Because Ubisika masters. Can I feel like master say it's to me now also? Is it?
Oh, better guy to cover up master. Oh, part of thesis, you know.
Can I feel like surely you meant to send this to your supervisor, not me?
Not me.
Because why they long so?
No, wrong person. Sorry, baby. We got to roam a little wrong person.
Wrong person.
Just forward it to them.
Take your supervisor,
because
please.
Because we're highly strong, lad, yeah, at this stage. You understand? Like, there's a lot. There's a lot on the line. And I hope we're like, you can't risk it, you know? You're paying a lot for this. Masters is not a cheap thing. Right?
Sure.
And so you get to a point where you like, you know, you want to be great at it because you want to complete it.
Yes.
Number two, there's a lot to take in. Mm. So you need to consider that there's a lot of information overload.
Whose side are you?
Hard out tech.
No, carry on. I'm mastering you now, are you?
No, but I'm just saying. All I'm saying, Tado, all I'm saying is that like, it's, yeah, I understand. Or other guy, or one musical masters, maybe it's a different story. But a texter is a challenge to communicate with, because also lalifika into a point. Libuaso, there's not a lot of saying something back at that time, so you can walk away thinking we've resolved, only to find out later that we haven't really resolved.
Exactly.
Then we need to circle back.
Exactly.
You know, so it's a challenge.
And you know, the worst also, I think, sometimes with relationships is, we're talking.
Yeah.
But I can tell that you've got a thesis.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to answer to every point.
Yeah.
Kind of person. But no matter who fits up.
What is?
You see?
I get you.
And then now I feel like, why interrupt you?
Yeah.
But it's not that I'm interrupting.
Yeah.
I think you've made the point.
And
let me respond to it, and then we'll get to the next one.
Yeah. So
finding each other and respecting each other's communication styles, I find, is so important.
It is.
And we have to be intentional about it. I don't know if we are, or do we just sweep things under the carpet and hope that next time will be a better time?
I think a lot of the times there's things we sweep under the carpet, right? In hopes that it's a once-off and it doesn't repeat itself. But there was no resolution. A lot of the times we do that. A lot of couples, a lot of ways we do that. You know, like my business partner say, that's why Nagis I therapy. I counseling, marriage counseling. There's no way, because we started to swim and then Rao. You know, so that's a kind of like sweeping it under the rug, situation where it's like, we're going to go and have
a
great
time.
Swim it under the rug.
And it's in the water with you.
It's
following you.
Yeah, you're salamorao. Like a lost garment. Opola nokola re lo go Thailand e. Sa le ka lose a garment ka mo metsing. A go sora opola.
I remember.
Yeah. Like a lost garment.
Yeah.
But that one never came back in to the ocean.
I'm sure it's in another coastline somewhere.
Ah, my brother. And I bet he go Thailand da. Una le ane da ane man way u tsala e kinda da ile ka. Ah, no. Ka e kid.
E le ke mfana wa tshiri.
And
Ay, tata.
Ke Joseph watching.
Ke Joseph watching. Josephina. So yeah, man, I think, you know, a lot of the times we do that, but we find a way. Yeah.
We're still talking about your week.
Yeah.
How are the five numbers looking this week?
So I haven't, a funny thing.
Yes. Okay, for those that don't know, what is Five?
So Five is a DIY music distribution app.
Okay. Right?
That allows you to distribute music to your DSPs from your phone.
Okay.
So funny you should say that, because I haven't set that operational level at Five for about 2 years now.
Mm.
So I even had to, I think it was late last year or something like that, issue like a statement to kind of like, because, you know, I was trying to build something else. Like I'm a serial entrepreneur,
sure,
right? So I wanted to build, I keep building. So I'll build something. So it's currently being run by other people who are my shareholders in the business. Sure. So they run it. And I haven't been at operational level for 2 years, maybe 2.5 or 3 years or so. I've been working and planning and planning on delivering server. Mm. So the numbers last time were looking very good. I think post 10,000 users, think about 10 to 20,000 users, sure, who are using it. But, you know, you've got sign on users, and then you've got concurrent, like reoccurring users, sure, who use it all the time. Mm. You've got people who use it once off and then stop.
Yes.
But at that time, Five worked well because we were right in the middle of COVID. Mm. Five launched in 2021.
Sure.
That's where we saw a resurgence also of TikTok and video creation. Yes. So people were making music from their homes. They were bored. They didn't have anything to do. So we saw a lot of user uptake at the time. Yeah. So
would you say you still have a passion for the business?
For Five as a business? Mm-hmm. I think not necessarily. Because I've built it.
Sure.
Right? You know, to create something like any, let me not speak about music or any other creation. Let me speak about creating a proposition that you want users and customers to use as part of their daily lives is a very hard value proposition to create.
Yeah, because often for something to be a part of your lifestyle, it has to display something else.
100%.
Yes.
Right. So 1,000%. So you find that, like, when you create something like that, you want the fastest adoption and the deepest adoption or the deepest penetration. So you create something, you know that Samro has 130,000, I'm just making an example, music makers, right, who make music, are registered as Samro members, maybe 100, 150,000, whatever the number is right now. And you want to say, I need a 10 to 20% adoption, or like have 10 to 20% of that as my adoption number.
Yes.
And that makes me happy. And then we grow from there. Let's say on launch phase. And then you launch with 10,000 people and you're close to that number. So once you hit certain milestones, you then decide, I've hit the milestones. I want to go on and do something else. Okay. It's like
okay, so the baby's flying.
The baby's going, and it's like, I need to move on and do something else, right?
Okay. So it's not to say you've checked out then?
No. Look, I mean, I've checked out of that part of my life.
Okay.
Because I always like things that are first to market, right? That kind of like becomes our moat. Now I sound like I'm talking business now. It's like a business podcast. But I like things that are like...
No, this is the business of JR.
Yeah.
So it is a business.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tato. We must say, hey, what about now? No, it's fine.
So why if you bought a relay, then you're not part of
the... But why say SMWX?
No, then you're not the target if you're bored. You see.
Oh, okay. You see. All right. Yeah.
This is for your people.
I think I like first to market things.
Yes.
Five was the first of its kind. It was the first DIY platform on the continent that you could actually distribute music from your phone without needing a laptop. Why? Because we've got more phones in hands than laptops on desks on the continent. And maybe there is a way, and we've got the best music creators in the world. Mm. So how about we give them an alternative instead of trying to be something else and sign to other labels that might not have the capacity? Mm. How about we give you the power to do it yourself, right?
Sure.
So once you hit a certain milestone, people start, you're seeing everything start happening.
Yes.
People start using it. You're okay with it.
I mean, to the next project.
You're a founder CEO. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Then you hire or you get a CEO who can lead this business into growing it into something else.
Sure.
And the same applies with server. Like as a founder CEO, that's my focus.
Sure.
Yeah. But I think that chapter of Five for me has officially closed.
Sure.
Because I want to build newer things.
Mm.
Yeah.
What would you say is the biggest decision you had to make this week? Whether business, music, family, personal?
There's one that I don't know if I can talk about but it's not a, only because of personal reasons. Yes. But in my new business, we're bootstrapped.
Okay. Right? So what is your new business?
So it's called Server.
Okay.
It's a event ordering platform.
Yes.
So it's a transactional platform where you place orders at events, we transact and create and we manage the payment system.
Okay.
All from the phone as well. Okay. Right? So if you think about, I don't want to compare it to anyone else, but if you think about ordering something and the queue's too long and you order it and when it's ready, you pick it up or you sit it somewhere at the seat number 6 and when it's ready, it gets brought to you, whatever. So we're bootstrapped quite a lot. I had to make a decision whether or not, do we have enough runway to keep bootstrapping?
Yes.
Or, do I look for alternative means of creating that runway, right? Mm. Because you put a lot of your money into these projects.
Yes.
And you still got monthly bills. You've got day-to-day stuff. And so you have to pay staff. You have to do this. You have to do that. And all of that is coming from all the shareholders and, putting in money into the business to bootstrap it to the level. So those are hard decisions. Those are, I'm still toying with that decision because the week is not done. But maybe by Sunday, I would have made a decision.
So the decision that you're about to make by Sunday will mean if you go left, what happens? If you go right, what happens?
If we go left, we are opening ourselves up to investment and shareholders and new shareholders. We dilute ourselves, or we've got enough runway to sell a couple of sneakers.
But that diluting might give you enough runway to fly so high you don't feel the diluting, right?
Okay, yeah, 100%. I mean, the thing about it is that, you always don't want to give away too much equity too soon.
Yes, yes.
And you need to show value in the business for investors to see. And I think we are a tech business. Usually those carry high valuations. Mm. But the problem with that is that any investor is going to slash whatever valuation you have in half, right? Yep. So you end up wanting 5 rand and then they're like, your business is only worth one. Our portion, you can only pay 1.50 for, but exactly. 1.5 rand for that portion. So,
and how do you justify the 5 rand?
How do you justify, right? Like, how long is a piece of string? Okay, sharp.
And you need my money. So I'm telling you,
PU has the gold, makes the rules. You know what I'm saying? So that's the challenging part of it. So, I need to make a decision by Sunday and to know what the next step is.
Who do you turn to when you are in a bind, such as I need to make a call, and that call might affect my pocket, might affect my family even, might affect my cash flow, might affect my mental state of being? Who do you turn to? Or are you one of those, I'll figure it out, and the people around me won't even know I'm going through it? Well, they're about to find out now, so.
Yes. I tend to Jesus, my brother. Mm. I tend to God. Get a ring, because
that's probably the longest insurance policy in the world. Jesu ke Morena insurance.
All the best. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, I don't have anybody that I turn to, which is not a good thing.
Yes.
Because you always, people will talk about mentorship and mentors and whatever. I've never known how to seek out a mentor. I've never known how to call someone and say, I need help. Yes. Can you advise me on XYZ? Right. Mm. I don't do those things.
You figure it out.
I figure it out, because my figuring out, it's a hard school fees to pay, but I've paid more of that school fees anyway.
Yes,
because part of it is school
fees. You've been paying it.
Yeah, for many years in music, for over 17 years paying that school fees, right? Mm. As an entrepreneur and a business owner, for over 6 years paying that. So actually, over 15 years paying that. 7-8 years outside of music. So but I do have good friends who are in somewhat of good positions, executive positions, that can help me make a decision.
Sure.
That I can say, look, this is the decision I need to make. But I don't go to them and say,
I'm in this place. I just have a casual conversation, maybe over a beer or something. It's true. But I don't know about that. But it's nothing formal that I turn to continuously all the time.
Yes.
Maybe I need to look into that. I don't know. What do you think?
So it's conversational. It's not necessarily, it's helping me here.
Yeah, it's not a, let's resolve this. Help me get to the bottom of this thing.
The problem is, I've got the same problem as you, you see.
And oh,
I think,
man.
And I think a part of me is because I went to boarding school. So I've always been a figure out myself kind of person. So am I can I be man, right?
Jeepers.
That I might turn to maybe for personal stuff. Like maybe. But I'm more likely to figure it out. So the people around me never know the fires I've put out.
Yeah. Me
you
too.
Know what I mean?
Me too.
And like I said, I know it's a thing I need to fix. Because I understand that it's not necessarily the best for me, but also it's worked so far. So maybe
it's not but yes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, bro. Yes, pa, na yeo mo. So now, what do you want?
Yeah.
But is it healthy? Is another question.
Mm.
Because I think we deal with so much, you know. If you're putting out this fire, and
then you're a fireman. What's the problem? One thing I can advise you about though is, and it's one thing I've had to teach myself, that on days that I'm not 100%, I will tell my kids that I'm not 100%. So if I'm slightly withdrawn, it's not you. I'm not 100%.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I mean? Oh. So I tell them so that they are aware. And it's a thing I'm trying to inculcate in them also to understand. Mm-hmm. So for instance, with my daughter, I'm sorry to put her business out there, because she's 17 now. And at 17, I don't know if...
You need to think twice before you say it.
No, but I'm going to do it because in the hope that other dads can learn from it.
Okay.
So like, for instance, with my daughter, when is that time of the month? I know what upsets her and what doesn't. So I know how to love her in those days.
That's strong.
Because I know what she doesn't want.
That's strong.
So I know she doesn't want a big hug.
That's strong. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And the sooner we can learn how to operate around the people in our lives when they're going through certain things, then the healthier the environment you're both in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So on a day that the deal was not too good, you tell the kids, today was a horrible day.
Yeah.
So if I'm quiet, don't be too stressed or don't think ilokwatiitsi.
Yeah.
But if we communicate those things, that we build healthy environments for our kids.
Even to an 8 and a 4-year-old.
Hmm?
Even to an 8 and a 4-year-old.
No, you can just tell them, Dad had a long day today. Okay. So I'm tired. Yeah. So I'm on a nap. I just had a long day.
My son, though, is pretty in tune. So I can explain it properly in context.
Yes.
Maybe Yemi, my daughter, it's maybe a different story.
Yes.
Where I'd have to then say, Daddy's not having a good day today.
Yes.
But it's not you. Daddy's just tired.
Okay? Yes.
So Daddy's going to sit alone for a while. And
but
then,
we can play later.
But we can play later. Okay. Yeah.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's so powerful.
But it's so important. It's so important to
I appreciate that, bro.
It's so important.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And there might be 8 and 4, but one day there'll be 18 and 14. There'll be 20 and 24. Yes. And these are things that can serve you and them. Because now my biggest fear is being in an environment where your kids are scared of you. Or your kids, the minute you come home, they go to their rooms.
Yeah. I don't
want you know what I mean? Because Satan is back.
I don't want that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not an easy thing to do for Majita.
Yeah.
To say to your kids, I'm not okay.
But I'm very open like that.
Yes.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I'm a Pisces. I'm very emotional. I'm in tune, you know. But I don't overshare with my kids because I don't want to overburden them.
Yes. Yeah.
So some things I say to them in a certain way, but not things like that. I'll give them good life lessons. Mm. Like if you're not happy with something, you express yourself. But maybe I don't practice the same, right? Where I can be as vulnerable with them about certain situations on certain days. But I have open and frank and beautiful building conversations with them, right? Because I always want them to
to be in touch with themselves and know that,
yes,
they, you know, they're allowed and valid to feel how they feel.
Hmm.
That just because they feel a certain way doesn't exactly mean that there's something wrong with them.
It's
just, yeah, it's just how I feel, sure, at this point, right? Yeah. But you need to be also socially aware,
sure,
that your feelings shouldn't hurt other people's feelings.
Hmm.
So if I feel upset and I feel like swearing, I can't swear at someone else. But of course, your feelings cannot invalidate or hurt someone else's
exactly
feelings. So we need to be very socially aware. Mm. So I try and create those spaces in my family, you know, for open dialogue and for a lot of emotional intelligence.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're running out of time because I know you need to run. So for people who are hearing about Server for the first time,
yeah,
how do they support Server? And I download the app. And yeah, then what happens after that?
Download,
what are the benefits? How do I, what am I going to benefit from supporting Server?
I think, you know, it's not really about supporting Server. Yes. It's about, you know, creating efficiencies for yourself.
Or allowing Server to make your, or to serve
make
you,
your life,
to allow, yeah, Server to serve you.
100%.
Yes.
Look, we service a lot of events, a lot of bar service companies. Okay. So people go to different events like Twanefontein Homecoming.
Okay, okay, so I'm going to Twanefontein.
Or Homecoming Picnic or whatever, yes, Rocking the Daisies or whatever. And then you'll find Server there, download the app, and you use it to order from wherever you are. And then, you know, you bypass queues. So you don't, okay, have to stand long food vendor queues. And if you're watching a show, so Fresh is playing, so, you don't have to miss it.
So it's like Uber Drinks Festival.
No, I don't want to compare it to... but it's across the board. It's not just booze and, you, yes, know, it's everything. Everything, yes, that's being sold at that.
If you need service.
Yeah, service there to serve you. So,
yes,
you buy everything and then when it's ready, you go and pick it up. The worst thing you can ever do to yourself, and I think that's the pain point that we're trying to solve for,
yes,
is that we don't want people to miss moments.
Yes.
Event culture is all about creating memorable moments,
yes,
you know, in the environment that you're in.
And the memory can be the cue.
And the memory can be the cue. And the memory can be, I struggled to get a drink.
Yes.
And that's everybody's pain point, right? Sure. I mean, even at Live Golf, you, mm, know, I was...
Were you guys there at Live Golf?
Yeah, yeah, I was, okay, at Live Golf.
No, no, I mean Server.
No, Server wasn't at, okay, Live Golf. Unfortunately, we weren't, which I have to speak to some friends of mine.
We must fix it.
I need to speak to some friends of mine about.
Because, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I was there, and I mean, the drinks queues were quite hectic,
yes,
right? And we don't want to be a primary. We want to be an ancillary, right? We want, mm, to, we don't want to take away the business from everybody else who's, exactly, doing 3 points, no matter, sure, whatever. But, sure, we want to give people an alternative.
Exactly.
People need alternatives.
But Server's bigger than Mzansi. When are we going global?
Look, I mean, we just launched the business. The business, yeah, is about 3 months old now. But we already work with a lot of great companies, Air Agency, Ricardo da Costa, his, yes, company, and, you know, lots of companies, man. That are big companies that do big stuff.
Yes.
Bar service companies, the guys who service the big concert stuff or whatever. So we, mm, already work with a lot of big people.
Sure.
I think for us, it's more about, you know, getting people familiar with the, mm, with the product.
Sure.
And then from there, we grow gradually, you know. Mm. We also need, as a business, we want to make sure we create efficiencies for our, sure, customers. Mm. So partnering with companies, running off of the APIs of companies like Yoko, for instance, mm, you know, who manage our payment gateway and stuff. So,
sure,
to create those efficiencies, say, what do people use the most?
Exactly. Right?
Or they use Yoko the most, mm, or whatever. So they can, these guys have great APIs.
It needs to be as seamless as possible.
100%. Yes. So you never need to worry like, oh, these guys are going to take my money and they're not, yes, going to bring it back. Or I won't, yes, get my order. So we'll go global, I think, all in due time. I think I'm opening up a friends and family round. So if you want to invest, you can sell some of those shares that you have in that other businesses of yours. And then, I don't know, maybe you've got some cash stashed away somewhere that you...
I wish I had cash stashed, but the day my stash comes in, like your jockey that you lost in the water in Thailand.
But brother, just sell those other shares of yours there. Then you can come and buy shares in the future. Yeah.
So if Server is not at the festival or event I am at,
yeah,
I must ask them just so I plant the seed in their head.
Yeah.
Or do you guys have Server?
Yeah, 100%.
We must all do it.
100%. Everybody must do it. I, yes, think it's best for themselves, yes, right? I know I don't want to be at a place where I'm not enjoying the experience, yes, because I'm stuck in a queue.
Exactly.
The machines are not working, or get cashy or rabati, mm, you know, like all of these things. And I just don't want to be in those situations. So people need to get there and ask, do you guys have Server? And if they don't have Server, mm, tell them to get Server. But we reach out to about 70% of all event owners.
You know when you'll impress me with Server? When you can solve for, I need to take a piss.
phone bule hetse it's a urinal.
The potty, okay, eye potty.
Yeah, it's a urinal. And then you take a pee there and then it goes.
Now, when you're doing business at this level,
yeah,
and at any level in J, where you're looking for partners, you're looking for people that you can trust.
Yeah.
It means you're knocking on doors. It means you're being rejected sometimes.
Yeah,
or people
time.
Don't understand what you're talking about. Or people think, who is this little puppy trying to operate with big dogs?
Yeah.
How do you deal with the rejection that comes with, I need to knock on the doors I need to knock on, and not everyone's going to get it. Not everyone's going to hear me.
It's not my first Buddha Vorsoro.
Yes. You know?
It's not the first time I try and raise capital at some place or whatever. So I knock on everybody's door.
Would you say that? Yeah.
No, and people reject, but that teaches you and it gives you lessons. Remember, again, it's like me asking
owe you nothing.
The people at home to use server. I'm asking them to use it. And I'm saying, don't use it for us because we're a black business or whatever. No, use it for yourself because it creates efficiencies for you to get a great experience, right? But because I want the best for you as a customer to enjoy an event that Fresh is at, whatever, you need to use it so you can better create a great event for you.
Absolutely.
So, and they can say no. They don't owe us any favors. But from the no's is where we learn our lessons.
Would you say your journey in the rap game primed you for business?
100%. 100%. I mean, we had to go through, negotiate with promoters, for instance, right? And at the beginning, I was negotiating for myself.
Yes.
And then I hire a management company. Then they come and negotiate on my behalf. But they will then ask me, well, Jay, this guy says he's got 2 rand. Will you do the gig for 2 rand? Okay, you know what? Maybe let's not do it for 2 rand. Let's do it for 150. But then in the flight, he must accommodate business class and he must put us up at whatever. Exactly. You're still getting the same value, just in another way, right? Sure. You're getting it in a business class flight and getting it in a penthouse or whatever. So you learn, it primes you to get in, because not everything is about money, right? Some things are about like shared value. Like I can get value like in other ways outside of money. Sure. So music did really prime me for that, especially the gig part and the label part and everything. Like those parts, I mean, creating the music was fun. The ability to sell the product to people and have them buy it, because people don't owe you favors in music as well. Exactly. They need to buy it because it's great.
Yes.
That is where I learned that, like, the customer will never do you a favor. If you're asking a customer, please buy this because I'm a black company,
yes,
it's the wrong move, right? Please buy this because the music is great. You will love it. And, you know, and I'm a great DJ. And
it'll add value to your life.
100%.
Yes.
When I play music, if I'm DJ Fresh, I know when I pull up, you know what I'm going to give you, right? I'm not going to say I've been in the industry for 30 years. So when I get there, I'm just there.
Still a sales pitch.
Every day, you have to retain that audience and grow it. So you have to give them the best. Yeah.
May I take you back to 2007?
Take me back, bro.
What are some of your lasting memories from 2007?
2007, my memories... When I was, some of them, when I got to YFM and I played Khatalina for Lee in the studio, and she didn't play it on air, she played it in the speakers. And Monday came rushing through the door, the late great DJ Monday, and he said, "Who the fuck is this?"
Yes.
In those words, precisely, you know. Those for me are defining moments.
Sure.
Because that was the first time I would have my song on radio. If that moment never happened, I'm not sure this moment today would happen.
Sure.
Meeting 37 MPH by coincidence.
Yes.
Through a guy who went to school with him and said, "I don't know if this thing is true, but this guy says he works for Ghetto Raf. But
yes,
I heard you rap." I was actually rapping at Kawelo Mapai's wedding.
Yes.
And he was like, "Yo, man, I maybe meet this guy. I don't know. Maybe there could be something there." Those are great moments. And it's not about releasing music or doing that, but just those moments that are so serendipitous that, like, you find yourself thinking back and say, wow, if those things never happened, I wouldn't be here today.
Can I take you back to 2007?
Yeah.
60s weekend.
Yeah.
Go Mafike.
Oh, yes.
You were performing at The Crossing.
Oh, yes.
You were the opening act, I think, or one of the curtain raisers.
Yes.
Because obviously you're building.
Yeah.
And sitting backstage were some of the big names in Motswako at the time. And I don't know if it was the promoter who asked these guys if you could come and sit with them.
Wow.
And these guys refused because they said, Kemang Twanai, Aremu Frustani. And you had to go sit alone. Rejected by this group of I'm not gonna name names because some of them are some of my favorite rappers.
Yeah,
I just think it's unfortunate they were so shitty towards you.
Oh yeah,
that's a story for another day. Do you remember that time at the crossing?
I remember the crossing, but I don't remember that moment. Maybe that moment didn't make it to me.
No, because you didn't sit with the big guys.
Yeah, but also maybe that moment didn't make it.
Hence, I'm saying that the reason you were not sitting with the big names on the poster at the time is because they refused.
I remember that performance.
They refused because they said, Keman Twanai, anyway. And you performed, and some of them even said, anyway, akhatelekwa.
Wow.
Maybe I'm letting you know shit you didn't want to know.
No, but it's good. It's good.
But what would you say to that kid, that skinny kid, who was once Msimanyana Omukimanyana? What would you say to that kid from 2007 that just had a fire in his heart and just needed a chance?
Mm.
What would you say to that kid?
I think it's the resilience that builds you. I'd say that. You know, it's the no's that get you to where you are.
Mm.
And no is often looked at as a negative thing.
Sure.
But even in life, for you to be great, it's not what you say yes to, it's what you say no to.
Absolutely.
So the no's are going to make you great.
Mm.
That's what I'll say to that kid. Because at some point, that was all I heard.
Sure.
And that's why I asked somebody the other day, I said, we're sitting in the office and I said, why do you want to be successful? Or what people deem as successful.
Mm.
No, because I feel people need this. Give me a long answer, which is a relevant answer to them. I said, I want to be successful so I can prove to everybody that I did it.
Mm.
So everybody who said no, I want to prove to them.
Sure.
Not because I want to change the world or whatever, but because I want to prove to even the younger kids and everybody else that like those no's are going to build you.
Absolutely.
That's it.
In closing, I want to ask you to say the lyrics to Ratalina. Or you can rap them if you want, but I want you to say the lyrics to Ratalina.
The most realest lyrics. It started out with the pipe dream.
Yeah.
Pene le pampiri to be a money making muchini. Neva sambone, your guys, those guys who had the crossing. Baitzen gas horny, bampone no. The same guy, but on a store. You're not a businessman because. The business plans in my mind, Utabar. Music is a risky business. Tepa na said that to me, but now I bear the witness. Hagebar, reject. Kaleke.
Didimate.
Kaleke didimate, but no gikelemate. Kaleke khalifil, but no gikhalifil. Kaleke my Z. Tse. Kibuti matro no checkos baridi by Z. Tse. And then?
And I said never.
Okay, and I said never again. Will I need new enemies or will need new friends? Because I'm bringing Motswako back bigger than ever, and I'm going to be more in your face than the keepers at Jehovah.
Are you a fortune teller? Listening to that and looking at you right now.
Jeepers, I've never thought about it.
You knew, my dude, you knew. I even have tears in my eyes because I'm so happy for you.
Wow.
You knew. Wow. They didn't, but you knew.
Damn.
No?
Damn. Wow. Yeah, it's true. Wow. I've got no words for that because I've never really thought about the lyrics to that song.
Yes.
Until now.
Because
once you write them, you only think about them when you write them.
Yes.
And then you never think about them again.
Then from there, it's just automatic.
Yeah, from there you never think about it again. It's a way out, right?
Yes.
And those dreams are aspirational. Mm. So you write with the aspiration of a better life and changing something. Mm. And it's these moments that cause me to become reflective.
you have caused me to become reflective on how far I've come and what it means to write your own destiny.
And that's the moral of the story. Be careful what you write, because it just not happen.
Wow.
Thanks,
Tato.
Being proud of you from day one, and I'll forever be in your corner. I will say your name in rooms you're not in, because you kick ass and you're a fucking decent human being.
And I can latla joke in the ocean.
Kono latla joke, you go to Thailand.
Go to Thailand.
And not be worried. You're
a... I know.
It's all about toes. I was a one in toy.
I remember, you know, one of the best moments. So, and people might not know of your generosity.
Yes, sir.
We were in, and I'll say this before we leave, we're in Thailand and we're having a great time. We're shooting, every day was a
and
shoot.
And you're late, so anything you say beyond now,
no,
your management must know.
No,
we asked him to leave.
Remember, I manage myself.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
So anybody else who says something else, they could lose jobs.
They must talk. They must come back to you.
Yeah.
They must talk to the boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to send a message. Now we're at a meeting and I'm going to send a message and say, look, I'm running a bit late. Get Lalwana just now. So, Tato, every night we'd go out.
Yeah.
And you would, you knew all the club guys because, I mean, you're an international DJ.
Mm.
So I don't remember that club, Obsession or Gay.
Obsession,
yes. And you knew the owners there and whatever. So every night would be a party. But the bill came every night, and there was many of us, and every night you paid that bill.
Yeah.
Every night, you wouldn't let a single person take out their wallets to pay that bill.
My manager shaking her head because she's been calling me out about this for the last 10 years.
No, but I'm sorry, wait again, and that's just the generosity of the man. And then there was everyone there, like Loiso Gola.
It was the whole crew. Bonang. It was the whole crew.
It was people who were actually making money,
yes,
who could pay for their own drinks. And you refused for anybody to bring out a wallet.
Mm.
I remember one day, I think it must have been day 6 or day 7.
Mm.
You said, I said to you, man, Eruku twos. Or, boss, you don't have to. Kara, boss, Eruku twos. Or, boss, keep your money, it's not good here. Karne Eruku twos, it was okay. If you insist, we can split this one.
Mm.
Let me just say, if I didn't win that competition, I didn't win.
Oh, yeah, I know you won.
But I was like, there's no way this man is so generous day in, day out, spending this amount of money for these many people with nothing in return. Mm. Your generosity knows no bounds, my brother. And I wish you all the best because you've always been a big brother to me. You've always been someone I can count on.
Sure.
You know, and I love you from the bottom of my heart. And I wish you nothing but the best, my brother. You're a great father. You know, you are an inspiration to me and to many.
Sure.
And I wish you 60 more years of doing what you do.
Love you, my dude.
Thank you, Rodman La Rose.
I don't know if I want to be 110 years old and still doing this.
No, thanks, my brother. I appreciate it.
Love you, Jay.
Love you too, my brother.
And enjoy fatherhood. It's an incredible journey, and may it be the sole reason you wake up every day to be a blessing to those souls.
Thank you, my brother.
If you can focus on that, everything else falls in place. Steady Dimo will keep throwing at you. It's like, oh, sorry, million.
I'm trying, my brother. I'm trying.
Yeah. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, my dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tabure is about to leave the building. Thanks for being a part of, I almost said 938. The way I'm so used to be on radio now.
That's the problem. Oh, Pela Radio. Now you need to serve two masters.
Every single day. Anyway, thanks for watching Wow, What a Week. JR is about to leave the building. Shout out to Trevor and his crew, Ko Pezulu Works, for all of the cinematography. Kelezo Modisa King, our executive producer, and you for being a part of all of this. Please find JR, find Server, let's support Server, and let Server serve you, because you've paid a lot already to be at that event. Why don't you try and relax a bit? Server will let you do all of that. So please download the app. If you're at an event that doesn't have Server, demand Server. Until even at your office, when I Server. We must make demands, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. Till then, have a wow week in spite of yourselves. We're out of here.